The Good Buddies Anime Podcast is hosted by two rowdy, foul-mouthed American cowboys. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up and welcome to the Good Buddies Anime Show. I am your good buddy, Roger.
And me. I'm your good buddy, Brent.
And me.
Oh, God.
I'm tired as fuck.
You are. You can't say that within the first couple seconds, dude.
That's whack.
You're going to have to censor that. We're gonna get flagged on the YouTube.
That's whack.
That is pretty whack. His hair, whack. His gear, whack. His foot,
whack.
We can't keep doing this.
So, Max, tight as fuck.
All right. So if you haven't figured out by that little intro, and how would you, we're going to be talking about a little video film that went up on the Crunchyroll at some point. And Roger, he shot me a text the other night.
It is from a series that's been out for a long time.
Listen,
and we're going to be spoilery as hell as this one.
Listen, I didn't
finish.
That's
just all there is to it.
Yeah, this one dropped a while ago and we needed something to talk
about.
You
didn't finish
it? I finished the movie. I never finished catching up on Dragon Ball Super.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
a lot of the stuff,
fine.
I was like, yeah, whatever, okay.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't
friggin'
matter.
Roger hits me up. He says, Brandon, with a W, Brandon, can we watch this for the review next week? And he includes a gif of a little cartoon cat doing the finger pokes, looking all shy, and a picture of his television, which says Dragon Ball Super Superhero. And I was like, yeah, okay. So that's what we're doing. I'm not huge on Dragon Ball. Obviously, I was gigantic on it back in fucking, you know, middle and high school.
Yeah, man.
Because it's Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z, obviously.
Yeah.
Huge on it. It was the show.
Yeah, man. Dragon Ball, it's tight as fuck.
Tight as fuck.
Inuyasha, whack.
Obviously.
Code Lyoko, whack. Hamtaro,
wasn't big on it.
Whack.
Hey, no,
DBZ?
You don't be talking about shit about Hamtaro. Fuck you, dude.
DBZ? That's tight as fuck.
I'll beat a motherfucker's ass for talking bad about Hamtaro. That's my boy. That's my little guy. That's my special little guy.
Ham, dude. I got the ham right up there.
Yeah,
the
ham
ham
up there. They say koosh koosh.
Yeah.
They say crumb crumb crumb. We like sunflower seeds. Crumb crumb crumb. All right. Fuck bro, Hamtaro was my shit. Anyway.
Escafone, whack.
Never watched it.
Right, no, that's
but yes,
good.
We're talking about it. We're not going to do a full review. We're just going to talk about this thing because we wanted to watch it. We watched it, and we're going to talk about it. But yeah, how you feel about it, Roger? Like, impressions off the bat?
First impressions off the bat. It's the big thing to talk about right away is that the animation style is greatly changed by Toei.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is a 3D CG.
Yeah, it
Dragon
is.
Dragon Ball.
I still haven't seen that last like Lupin movie they did, but it was kind of similar thing to that. This was a little more cartoony version of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate it.
No, I didn't hate it either. I thought it looked like Dragon Ball Fighters.
I thought it, yes, it was very, very reminiscent of Dragon Ball Fighters, and they even had that one lady who I didn't know was canon.
Yeah,
she's in there. Fucking what's her name? She was like a scientist. And
yeah,
then she was
Android,
an Android something.
Android 21.
She looks like Boo for some reason.
Yep.
I don't know, whatever.
Android
Point
21.
Is, I didn't know she was canonical, but there you go. Of course she is. She was in the video game. Why wouldn't she be? But yeah, it's here's the thing. I thought it looked, honestly, really good pretty much the whole time. For some reason, just when we were with Goku and Vegeta, it didn't look as good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seemed like maybe there was a teensy drop in frame rate. And I think it's just because their big blocky muscles like looked so goofy in 3D.
Well, and they weren't going Super Saiyan. They were, you know.
No, they were just like regular dudes
there was
like
no
jumping
auras,
and kicking.
No flashy shit hiding. It was just them two fighting.
There was a little bit of like, you know, when they fly the little zippy booms around them.
Yeah, and it was very like tit for tat. It was never one-sided either.
Also, Broly's chill now, apparently. I didn't know.
Well, he's trying to be chill.
He's trying to be chill.
Yeah, because
still
well,
freaks out sometimes. So that was in one of those other movies I didn't watch, I guess.
Yeah, it's the previous movie, the... Broly shit, I don't know.
Because the last Broly I remember was Bio Broly. That shit sucked.
They retconned Broly. This is a whole new Broly.
That's fine.
Yeah. But yeah. So he's Broly, maybe, no, it's not called Legendary Super Saiyan. I don't remember.
It's something like that.
The movie is actually quite good.
Then there was Broly Revenge or whatever. And then there was Bio Broly, which was absolute garbage. The only good thing about Bio Broly is you get the all three of the sons doing the fucking Kamehameha. That's the only good part of it. All right, but yes, it's Dragon Ball Super Super Hero. It's called Super Hero because it's a little goofy.
And I will not call it Dragon Ball Super Super Hero. I will call it Dragon Ball Super Hero.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's call it Dragon Ball Super X Super Hero.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Super Squared Hero.
That actually is pretty fun, dude.
That's kind of good.
Kind of fun.
But so it's called this mostly because there's a goofy little dude who is like Dr. Gero's grandson.
Yeah.
Who makes the real good androids. And Red Ribbon Army finds him, and they're like, listen, bud, we want you to make some super cool androids. And he's like, I only fight for good, even though I just got out of prison. And so he makes these androids who are supposed to be superheroes, but they don't know that they're actually working for the bad guys, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They have been lied to, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Super fun, super cute. Goku and Vegeta are not really in this one. They're not in the main part of this one. They're fucking around training and stuff. The main thing, the main thing is that we got Piccolo. And we got Pan's in there, and Gohan is the main one who's going to handle business. And Roger, does it make you proud? Because I don't know, hey, maybe y'all can go back and find this one somewhere on the Rapid Kick Media channel. There's a great video that Roger did where he's talking about Dragon Ball Fighters Z, whatever, Dragon Ball Fighters, and he's doing a Hercule impression the whole time. And at one point he says, you could even play as my son-in-law, Gohan. He was pretty cool, but then they made him a real pussy.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have cool Gohan back?
It feels good, dude. It feels good. And I mean, they did some work straight from my Hercule Gohan there.
It's like they saw that video of you doing the impression. They were like, oh my God.
Steel Max!
Yes, they...
and you know what? They bring... that. This is one of my first nitpicks. They talk about Hercule a few times, Mr. Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And not once do we get to see him. They suggest
on a little video.
Yeah, they do suggest his power level is unknown.
Yes. That was the thing, is they were like, you'll remember that Cell was defeated. Yeah, Hercule beat him, right? It's like, yeah, I guess. And then they're like, later they're like, turns out that this guy, Gohan, actually dealt the final blow. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, they reference him a few times. He shows up on little screens when they're talking about everybody, like, planning their mode of attack and whatnot. And that one motherfucker's just eating Oreos the whole time. But, like, yeah, he's not really in it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny. Videl's in it briefly. That was fun.
Yeah.
Love me a Videl.
Me too.
She's great.
I really love me Pan, dude. Pan was super
Pan whipped
in
ass in this one.
Yeah.
Also, like, ain't no 3-year-old talking that much. What are you talking
about? A pretty smart 3-year-old.
Pretty brilliant little genius of a 3-year-old there. She's out here running real fast and kicking people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not? Show's cute.
Acting.
So story-wise, the main takeaway for me, like I said, it's a little bit of a Gohan redemption because this was the thing, is Gohan's whole deal, his whole fucking deal, is that between being the son of Gohan, having the unlock potential, having the mystic thing from King or Grand Kai or whatever his name was.
Yeah, what do you call that form?
I remember everybody calling it Mystic Gohan, and then later they started calling it Ultimate Gohan.
I always called it Ultimate Gohan.
I've always heard Mystic Gohan.
Yeah,
I've seen it both ways.
I've had friends, you know, refer to it as Mystic Gohan.
Yeah, or Gohan Mystic if you want to be weird about it.
But really, it is Ultimate Gohan.
Yes, that's what it ends up being called. But so the whole thing is, like, between all that, Gohan's whole deal in the show, in the story of it, this is where we put on our, I'm going back to middle school, putting on my little fucking nerd shit and talking about power levels. His whole deal was that while Goku is basically the strongest in our universe or whatever, Gohan has the potential, because everybody, as strong as they can get, there's an upper limit. But the whole idea with Gohan was he doesn't have an upper limit. If he tried hard enough, he could be the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up being like, I'm going to study bugs or some shit.
There was only one way to describe him, dude.
And that's what you called him in that video, a big pussy.
S-A-W-F-T.
Soft. Yeah, you had to spell it out.
There's only one way to describe.
And I'm going to spell it out.
Brandon, he's a big Enzo head, man.
I'm really not. How dare you? Don't put that evil on me.
Enzo and Brandon.
I fucking cannot
stand. You know
what
they got in common? Consensual penises.
Stop this. God, you're so bad. Why are you so bad?
So, Gohan is soft, but
that was a rap video he did.
Yeah, it's him redeeming, you know.
Anyway.
I mean, Piccolo's kind of orchestrating.
Yes, Piccolo.
Because he's unhappy.
Here's the thing.
Well, Piccolo's...
This motherfucker, Piccolo. This motherfucker Piccolo was like, oh, their big plan is to lure out Gohan by kidnapping his daughter. Yeah, I'll do that. And yeah. I was like, you're just cool with it? You're going to bring this child right here to the freaking enemy base? You're cool with that, dude? You sack of shit. Fuck you, Piccolo.
Yeah.
He's like, well, whatever it takes. Don't wait to knock him out of his funk.
Fatherly lesson.
This is terrible.
That was a fatherly lesson.
Unky Piccolo's fucking up is what I'm saying.
And Piccolo, I mean, he feels kind of abused and thrown to the side in this movie.
They don't
go super deep in it, but you can tell that like they rely on him over and over and over to do things that they should be doing as parents. And the joke about Piccolo for the whole time is, he's Gohan's real dad.
Basically,
And now he's Pan's real dad.
Yeah, everybody needs someone. Everybody's busy. Someone's got to pick up the kid from daycare. It's like, Piccolo, can you help us out?
Yeah.
And he's like, I fucking guess, God. It's like, I'll buy you one of those plushies. You're like, I don't like them. You just keep giving them to me.
One was too many. His phone has the plushie.
Why does he hold his phone like he's fucking
L? I don't fucking know.
He holds his phone with two fingers in front of his face like he's fucking L from Death Note.
He's holding it by the ear. Shit. Yeah.
This movie kicks ass, and for none of the reasons Dragon Ball Z usually does. Actually, it's exactly what it usually does, because my favorite episodes, looking back, we talk about, Dragon Ball, like, 30 episodes for one fucking fight. Oh, these arcs are so long, blah-de-blah. You know what the best part was? Those goofy-ass fillers where Piccolo and Goku are running around trying to get driver's license.
Yeah.
And they make a joke about that.
There's a callback to it.
Yeah. He, like, tries to fly the spaceship, and he keeps fucking up. Half of this movie is that. And God bless you, Toei. Yeah. He really did it for me.
Yeah.
I needed this.
This movie really takes its time to...
With his fucking post-boy shirt or whatever it was.
Specifically on Gohan and Piccolo. And largely Piccolo.
Yeah, Unky Piccolo. He's handling business.
I mean, Piccolo, in my opinion, Piccolo is the main character of this movie.
Oh, yeah, easy. Yeah. Easily. Yeah. Almost all of the action is driven by him, or people directly influencing him and going after him. It's good stuff. Let's talk about the villains a little bit. Quote unquote villains.
Yeah. So we had, you mentioned earlier, Dr. Hedo.
Dr. Hedo is this goofy little butterball of a man.
Yep.
He's very funny.
Yep. He wants, people don't like him because he's quite eccentric, but he wants to, you know, essentially he views, his parents had a negative, obviously a negative feeling towards their, you know, Dr. Gero, because Dr. Gero was evil and part of an evil army.
Yeah, full on.
So, and what this little nerd likes is superheroes.
Yeah.
So he makes a couple of superhero androids.
He does this
at
the behest of Magenta, who is the current head of the Red Ribbon Army.
Yeah, or
Red Ribbon Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, pharmaceutical
is their front. But he is like is he the son or grandson of the original Red?
I think
Red?
He's the grandson.
Grandson, something like that. They're both short little weirdos. They're both Krillin sized, which is fun.
Yeah, they're both tiny as hell. They're smaller than Krillin even.
Yeah, a little bit. And they both got Magenta seems like he's got a little bit of a Napoleon thing going on, but mostly he's just like, I want to rule the world because that's what daddy wanted. And He does this by getting Hedo, having to make two badass fucking androids who are going to whip all the ass and take all the names. And their names are... Gamma 1 and Gamma 2.
Gamma, yep.
The Gammas. They're
cool design,
great.
Too.
Cool designs. They look like goofy little robot alien dudes with little fins on their head.
Mm-hmm.
One's got one and two's got two. There you go. And I love them. They got little... They're very
similar to 17 and 18. Like, they have their own unique,
very distinct personalities. Yeah. One is like very straight laced, no fucking around, and two is more of a hothead. You know, it's the same tropes we see in everything.
Yeah.
Fucking Samurai Champloo. It's Mugen and Jean.
Good cop, bad cop.
There you go. Goofy cop, serious cop.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
But yeah, it's a very odd couple kind of shit. And like the little jokes and shit they do in here with them, like when Gamma 2. Is like the first one we see, and he runs out to fight Piccolo as like a test of his strength or whatever is what he says. And like, as he's fighting, you keep getting the big ass comic book, like, Bakoom, Shakao, blah, like behind him kind of stuff when he poses and punches and shoots. And Piccolo at one point says, why can I see those? Like, he can see the words.
Yeah, this movie breaks the fourth wall
a
whole lot.
It's so fucking goofy. I love it. No, that's just part of it, bro. He was programmed with those because he's a fucking superhero, bro. I think at one point they actually, like, he does a pose and, like, you see it flicker behind him. Like, it is actually a hologram that's part of his attacks.
Well, yeah, they don't always use those.
Don't always. But it's very goofy. I fucking love it. The humor, this is the thing I love about it. They really took, like, they got all the action stuff. They got all the characters you love. They got all the funness. But also, they just really put the jokes first on this one, and it kicks ass. You can't take it too seriously because it's goofy as fuck. And it works. It works so well.
Yeah. I think it's the right move to make with the departure in animation, too.
God, yes. Just keep doing these.
To keep people from, you know... Yeah, I quite like the animation. I thought it was really dynamic.
I really enjoyed it.
This is CG done right with fights done right
in
CG.
Yes, yes. It is some, you know... It's
you
some
get
CG
the cool
stuff.
Swinging the legs and shit like that,
yes.
You know?
And, not, like, I mean, you know, there's other times I've seen CG that I will say was done, like, probably... more realistically or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
Like better quote unquote, but like for what it's going for and the style, it works perfectly.
Yeah, it gives
it's exactly
you a good feeling
the
of the
be.
Space and the movement.
Yes, it's exactly the level it should be.
And it's clean as hell.
It's clean as hell. It's very good. I love it. There's so much goofy shit in here. You got the henchman with the big hair and his car has a dome for his stupid hair.
Yep, it's
he's
pretty
got that
good.
Big ass Johnny Bravo pompadour. Like yep. Jesus Christ, dude. Oh, it's so dumb.
Yeah, man. But
fucking Gotenks shows up with his ass out. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. So before that, really, there's a bigger lurking evil in the back.
Yes, yes.
Behind the gammas or whatever.
Yes, they hinted it the whole time that there is something bigger, but it's not ready yet. It's not ready. It's like, I don't care if it's ready. It'll take over the world. This is what we need.
When Magenta smashes a button, it melts down. They had already mentioned his name, and we mentioned his name right at the top. Cell Max. He's tight as fuck.
I don't know about all that. He's kind of just a big weirdo.
I'm really hoping that there's a chance to do a...
Perfect Cell Max?
Yeah, another movie with Perfect Cell Max, dude. I want to see.
We were saying this the whole time.
Start him out in second form.
He looks like second form Cell, which they actually reference like Cell, original Cell, second form, perfect Cell, et cetera, throughout the movie. There's like, they give you all these little backstories and stuff. It actually starts with a little bit that's like, here's what happened previously. All right, you ready? Okay, here we go. Like all that shit. But like, he looks like second form Cell, but extra large, like Zangief huge.
Yeah.
Right? And like, you got A-teens there doing some fights. You got the Gammas. And the whole time I'm watching it like, is he gonna eat one of them and turn into perfect Cell? Spoiler, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
But there's no reason they couldn't bring it back.
Yep.
You know, Cell could regenerate. Why couldn't this motherfucker?
Form, so, you know.
Why couldn't this motherfucker regenerate? Yep. Cell regenerated.
That's what I'm talking
off
about,
of
dude.
One cell out of his head, and he went from second form back to perfect. Why not?
And he did not,
shit.
Ultimately, you know that, you know, Cell Max is gonna get defeated here. It's Dragon Ball.
Yeah. If you need telling you the bad guy loses is a spoiler. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. When he does his meltdown and explodes, it is not nearly the explosion that Cell exploded.
When Goku warped him off to Kai's tiny planet. Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was wild.
That explosion was much bigger. Now King Kai's planet wasn't big, but
easy to be.
It was still much bigger than.
Yeah, man.
What happened here?
But yes. Movie kind of kicks ass. I love it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, me too, man. I thought it was fun. I do have some critiques of it.
All right, bring it.
I'll get to them in a second. I want to talk about some more things that I liked about it.
Sure.
There are two new forms in this movie.
Yes. They break the rule that, like...
I guess kind of three new forms.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So the main thing is... which one do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with Gohan.
Okay, Gohan.
You get the full round of Gohan's transformation.
So he goes like, you know, super. So here's the thing. Okay, let's list off Gohan transformation. You had Gohan, you know the unlock potential, Mystic Gohan, whatever. Super Saiyan, Ascended Saiyan, which I think I read somewhere they were calling it Super Saiyan fourth grade, and I don't know what the fuck. This isn't Initial D. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Ascended Saiyan is what Trunks and Vegeta have. It's the bulk form.
Right.
The super cool looking, the Trunks right there.
The big
on the
beefy
card.
Boy,
yep.
Yeah. And then he was Super Saiyan 2 when he finally beat Cell.
Yeah, that was
Cell.
That's with the lightning
right.
and
that was
straight
like,
up hair.
Quote unquote as high as it got until Buu Saga when he gets Ultimate Gohan or Gohan Mystic, whatever you want to call it. Okay, so this one, when he powers up and is actually doing work, he spends most of that in Ultimate Gohan, which the whole thing with Ultimate Gohan is it's like, as strong as it's supposed to be, as strong as Super Saiyan 3 Goku, but without any of the toll that
and
it
God
takes on him.
God bless the show for asking the questions that were on my mind the whole time, because you know I have stupid questions.
Yeah.
And Gohan has big-ass glasses, and then when he turns Super Saiyan, he chucks those big-ass glasses.
Yeah.
And then when he goes back to normal, he's like, has anybody seen my glasses? And Piccolo's yes. like,
sorry, dude, does going Super Saiyan fix your eyesight?
I know, man. Fake!
Yes.
Fucking
yes, apparently
God
it
for
does.
The awareness of this shit.
Apparently it fucking does. His stigmatism straightened out. His muscles were so strong that he squeezed his eyeballs together and his eyes worked together. It's so fucking stupid. I love it.
But they asked it. They put it in there. Piccolo has a quip, and I popped big for it, dude. I was
but
like, yes.
There is a certain point where Gohan gets an additional transformation beyond Ultimate Gohan. He looks dumb as fuck. He looks so fucking stupid. He looks so stupid. It's like, okay, imagine, you know, Super Saiyan with the big spiky hair. Okay, now, the Ultimate Gohan, he's got the big spiky hair, but it's like black or whatever. Okay, now take that and just kind of grab it. Grab just the hair with your transform tool.
Yeah, you're the skew.
In fucking Photoshop and just stretch it out and then fix those colors and adjust it so it's all silvery. Okay. That's Beast Gohan, apparently.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Now
he looks so fucking dumb, dude.
I love it, dude, but
he looked dumb as hell.
I love it. I think part of it too, like you know, the form might change a little bit if they use it some more.
Sure.
If he gets a fucking haircut. Because his hair is quite, you know, like
it's
his
like
spikes
very,
are pretty
yeah,
long.
So like when he's not even transformed, yeah. It's like shaggier than it normally would be
yeah,
in the
so
show.
I would be curious anyway. To know what happens whenever he gets a haircut or whatever. He gets the whole ears lowered.
gets his ears lowered, hell yeah.
But because even his Super Saiyan form, his hair was longer.
Yes. But like okay, Beast Form looks dumb as fuck.
I love it, dude.
I thought it looked... The hair looked real stupid.
It does look hokey, but, you know, most of the forms look kind of hokey.
Sure, I guess,
Super
yeah,
Saiyan 3,
okay.
They don't have any fucking eyebrows, bro.
No, you're right. Well, that's supposed to make them look
and
more
And you know
menacing.
What, dude? If you talk to middle school me and you said a damn bad thing about Super Saiyan 3, you better believe that I was about to charge up, dude.
He's about to hit a Kaioken.
Yeah, I'm about to go Kaioken, and I'm gonna fucking slap the taste out of your mouth.
Gogeta better. Anyway, what's next?
Next, let's talk about Piccolo, man.
Fucking hell. So this is the thing. They broke the rule, right? Mm-hmm. And that is that Namekians, such as Piccolo, they don't really transform. They can, like, power up. The only way they get stronger is either by training or by fusing with another Namekian, which Piccolo at this point would have synced with Nail and fused with Kami, and I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was anyone else. Mm-hmm. But those are the main ones, and that gave
and they
all
really
these power-ups.
Address that a lot too.
Yeah,
which is kind of fucking funny.
Yeah, that's like the whole thing is like can't get no stronger than that unless you just train it up, you know. But he's constantly training, so he's getting a little bit stronger all the time. This one. First of all, the scene with the dragon was great, but they end up basically he like goes to Dende and he's like, yo, can you do the thing where you unlock my potential power like what's his butt back on Namek did with Gohan? And he's like, nah, I'm not old and fat enough for that.
Yeah.
So he's like, you could try doing a dragon thing. Here, let me upgrade the dragon. Let me pour some water on this dragon statue with the glass. None of it makes sense. It doesn't need to. It's Dragon Ball, baby. So then he gets the Dragon Balls because freaking Bulma had him, makes a wish.
She's been Bogarting them.
She's been Bogarting them.
She's been using them for stuff.
For stuff.
You know what's funny? Is let's just ruin this stuff. Is even before you see it, they give you a pretty fan servicey shot of Bulma.
Yeah.
Straight up, just right of her ass.
Yeah, she's like bent over looking for the fucking communicator to try
and
call.
And then they make it fucking make sense as to why they gave you that fan service.
Yes, later on, it turns out she's got a team that has been grabbing the Dragon Balls whenever they're used to, one, to make sure villains don't get them, because that would be bad, but two, so that she can be like, hey, Shenron, let's tighten up this butt a little bit. Give me about like 18-year-old like booty plump. And he's like, yeah, okay, trivial, snap. You got your buns are fixed.
And he does, dude.
He actually says that
your
buns are tightened or something.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The eyelash is like trivial indeed.
Yes. Yes. She also lengthens her eyelashes by a few millimeters. So fucking goofy. I love it. But the main thing is that Piccolo gets first wish and he wishes to have his fucking potential unlocked. And Shenron tells him, okay, you got it. And I threw a little extra in there for you.
Yeah.
He went to Five Guys and they gave him the fries and then another scoop of fries on top of that, like they do. Mm-hmm. So the whole deal is that unlike every other thing we've seen with the Namekians, because fuck it, why not? Mm-hmm. Now Piccolo does have a transformation.
Kind of, he turns yellow in one of them.
He turns yellow. Well, so I think
that's
some
like
of that might have been
unlocked potential.
Yeah, I mean, some of that kind of looked like lighting in some scenes, but then it seemed like he actually.
I think it was yellow. I think that was unlocked potential.
Like a little Piccolo. Bit lighter. Yeah, more yellow than green, and then he actually transforms.
A little extra.
He turns fucking orange.
Yeah. Orange Piccolo.
He's orange and he's fucking huge.
Or as I like to call him,
dude, he's huge, man.
Big Diccolo.
Why would he be Big Diccolo?
Big Diccolo, dude.
I don't like that.
He got the big Dinday.
Stupid.
He got the big Diccolo, dude.
This is bad.
He's got a big orange pinky.
No. Foolish.
And he's got his jawline is fucking massive.
He's really huge, man.
That shit off, man.
It literally, if you had like regular Piccolo stand next to orange Piccolo, it looks like fucking Captain America before and after the goddamn superhero serum.
Yeah.
Super soldier serum.
Yeah,
he's
slow,
fucking gigantic. He grew like
he's
a good three
swelled,
fucking
though.
Feet. He went full like Zangief muscle balloons.
Yeah.
He's got anchor arms. Now he's a jerk and everybody loves him. And of course, like every time one of these motherfuckers transforms, they do the thing where someone punches them and they just stand there without even moving at all. It's like, okay, dude, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Big Diccolo comes out swinging hard, dude.
Lord have mercy. Also, there's a bit in the thing where there's a bit where they're fighting Cell Max and he's holding his foot so he doesn't stomp on someone.
Uh huh.
And fuck it, I think it's Krillin runs up and is like, Piccolo, turn big like you did in the martial arts tournament.
Which I kind of love, dude.
Way back in original Dragon Ball. You know, when you just turned big and he goes, I forgot I could do that.
Yeah, it flashed. They do so many good callbacks in this shit, dude. They do so many good fucking callbacks in this shit.
He actually says, I forgot I could do that. Would you find a dick to suck toe? It's just so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
It's so fucking good.
I loved it, man. I loved the new forms.
God, is the dumbest shit.
I love
Cell. Is that the, like, quote-unquote third one you were talking about?
Yes,
or?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there's
Big
Diccolo
and there's Gigantic Diccolo.
Yeah.
You're stupid. He's got that Big Diccolo energy. Stupid.
Yeah, man.
Stupid idiot.
And then, that's full into the fight now with Cell Max, which, you know, Cell Max is fucking huge, dude.
Yeah, his whole thing is he's like Cell, but really, really big and super crazy.
And he's got a lot of fucking lasers,
yeah,
baby.
He doesn't seem to have like
I didn't
much.
Even know where all those lasers were coming
They're
from.
They're coming out of all his pores. He's going laser crazy. He's going slap happy with the lasers. And so he appears to like not have any real personality in there. All he knows is chaos and destroy and rage.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like full on Hulk shit. And we're like, we got to put him down kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. It's nutty. There's a big fight. Of course, there's a big fight. Good
guys
win,
and that fight
obviously.
Is awesome, too.
Yeah, it's all pretty wild. What else? Beerus has a crush.
Yeah, Beerus has a crush. She's from the Broly movie.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one, but I gathered pretty quick.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, she's here with Broly and that guy, so.
Yeah, she was in I believe she was from the Broly movie. Either that or she was from the Frieza movie. I don't fully remember. She's from one of those. I know I'd seen her.
It seems like they were all connected because like they were talking like Frieza had Broly and was using him. So
and maybe it was all connected.
It's a little
shit. I don't know. It's been a while.
It's a shit. I haven't watched them. Yeah. I haven't watched those other movies. I'm actually looking at your fucking DVD wall and I'm looking at Broly right there next to all those other Dragon Ball Z Kais. Anyway, is there really anything else to talk about? It's wild. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it has two new transformations.
The transformations, too, like even the Super Saiyan ones, when they turn that shit on, that's when they pull out that Sakura, dude. And it looks good, dude. It drips when they
do
those transformations.
It looks real decent.
I will go to my minor quibble with this. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say I liked when... there's a certain point where, like, the fight's going on and Bulma just shows up in a fucking spaceship or flying, you know, thingy.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I brought everybody. And fucking Krillin shows up, 18 shows up, Goten and Trunks show up. They do fuse. They fuck up the fusion dance. They turn into fat Gotenks. And his pants get ripped and his ass is out for the rest of the movie. And it's awesome. Yamcha did not show up.
I guess
he's still laying in that crater somewhere.
Yeah. He's
no Tien. You see Tien briefly in a flashback.
Yeah. and then 18 is there too.
Yeah.
you know, which, you know, 18 looking good as always. Krillin, yeah. Krillin batting way out of his league.
Who's your girl?
And then she jumps in the fight. Krillin's like, you know what? I think I'll stay back here and protect Bulma and Pan.
Who's your fucking girl, dude? Pick one.
Out of who? 18, of, 17 or 18?
Any, well, 17. No, that's no, a any, joke. Any of the ladies.
16?
Any of the ladies in the movie. You got your Bulma. You got your 18. You got fucking, you
Launch.
Know. Doctor was in there for a second, the Android 21 or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of her, I guess.
And then, God, what is her name? She's in Super a lot. Mai.
Sure.
I do love Mai.
Who's your girl,
dude? I'm probably going to pick 18.
I like the school teacher in this one. She seemed cute.
Oh, yeah, she did seem cute, didn't she?
There's like a school teacher in this one who...
She did seem really cute.
Yeah, she's fun. She was also driving a car and pissing everybody off because she was moving slow.
Yeah.
That was cute. This show's cute.
Yeah, yeah. It had a lot of cute moments. It just kept paying things off. It yes. just felt good. It felt like they really put some time and thought into this movie.
But Roger, it can't really be good. All sugar and rainbows. What's yeah. your quibble?
Finally, my quibble, dude, is that the scene with Goku and Vegeta training on the planet is wholly unnecessary.
Yeah, didn't need it.
I wish.
It's only honestly, there to justify why they aren't there fighting.
Yep.
That's it. And which, I mean, I guess you do need that to an extent.
You could do, sure. But I mean, you could toss away very quickly.
Yeah.
I would have do anything to have that time removed for more time with Piccolo and Gohan and Pan.
Yeah. I could have used more goofy bullshit with them, honestly.
Or even just the hijinks with Piccolo with his pseudo partner or whatever during the kidnapping of Pan and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty funny.
That shit was fucking great.
Yeah, because Piccolo, like, goes undercover. He, like, gets a uniform. He's pretending to be part of the Red Ribbon Army, and they're like, all right, new guy, let's go kidnap a child.
Yeah.
And they're just goofing off and dude like talking and shit. It's so stupid. That dude gets his ass kicked so bad. And then like when they show Gohan that they have Pan, Gohan damn near destroys the fucking house. Like just powering up. And I was like, Gohan, no, your whole house. Mm-hmm. And then it like starts falling in the crater. I'm like, aw. Anyway. That's dude. A big ass house.
Yeah, it was a big ass house.
Wait, what? Are we sure there was a house? And I mean, it looked like a house, but then it could have been a fucking library, I guess.
Yeah, it looked like a house to me. But dude,
could have been
that was
university.
That was my only quibble is like, you know, like, yeah, it's fun to see, you know, the gang or whatever, but yeah. There was just so much extra there.
It was
that we
it
didn't
was
need.
Wholly unnecessary.
And we didn't need the full fight from them.
But Beerus and got we a crush.
Well, yeah, but we still could have got the, you know, the crush and the food or whatever and just had a throwaway joke as to why they weren't answering the comm.
Sure.
And you could have even flashed to it a couple times with the comm ringing and seen what hijinks. But
yeah,
we get a whole ass kind of like, you know, slow moving fight between the two of them.
Yeah. I don't. I feel like it. Like in the
no
scheme of like
transformations or anything.
In the scheme of like the hour and a half, I feel like it didn't take up like a ton
it
of time.
It took up 15 minutes.
It took
minutes.
Up enough that like yeah. you know that could have been better.
Yeah,
spent,
it took up 10
I
to
suppose.
15 minutes.
Sure, I'm
and
with
I, I would have. You know, I was enjoying the other part of the movie. I didn't need it, dude. Like,
yeah,
it was,
no. And like know. I said, like I, honestly, it's almost. I almost feel like they threw that off to like a different studio or something because it did. Like there was a marked change.
Yeah, maybe.
Like I felt like there was a dip in the quality of those Maybe. Scenes. I don't know. I'm not going to commit to that, but that's what it felt like.
Yeah, but that was the only part. I was like, you know, that was the only thing that really held it back for me. And, you know, and it's kind of shocking. You know, your main characters, your Goku and Vegeta, are mm-hmm. like, get them off my fucking screen.
Yeah, honestly.
I'm watching Piccolo the movie right now.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot more fun with Piccolo and Gohan in this one.
Yep.
My only,
I think you were supposed to, but.
Yes. My only very minor quibble would be that they spend the first whole bit of this movie hammering home that, like, Piccolo is the responsible one.
Mm-hmm.
Unky Piccolo is the one who's actually watching out for the kid because everyone else is so busy. Gohan's doing his fucking moth research or some shit.
Yeah, the Say like, ants.
Yes, and the Say ants, they do. They turn gold. There's ants that turn gold.
They even
they
have
fight.
Spiky hair.
It's so fucking stupid and all that shit. And it's like, okay, obviously Piccolo is the moral compass. He's the one who's like actually watching out for everybody. And then he's like, yeah, I'll take this child to the fucking headquarters of the evil organization if it'll fucking knock Gohan out of his dumbass funk. Fuck you. Like, come on, man. Why would you?
Yeah. Well, I think that was part of the thing is Piccolo was fed up, dude. And he did something selfish. And he probably, in my mind, is you don't have to question too hard because...
Okay.
These people already don't know how strong Pan is.
True, but also, he did also leave her there to go get Gohan, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I didn't think that hard
Obviously,
about
it all worked out, but I'm just saying, man.
And he also fucking thought, up, Unky Piccolo. He also thought that Goku and Vegeta were probably on the way too.
Yeah.
And there's no way these guys are going to be able to touch Goku and Vegeta.
True.
So, you know, he probably thought, you know, if I'm thinking way too hard, getting way into the mind when we actually shouldn't even think about that shit at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if there was a reason to think about it, they would have gave us an explanation for it.
Yeah, they do explain a lot of shit they really didn't need to. Yep. But God bless them. All right. Anything else to say about it? How do we feel? Most definitely.
I mean, it might be a little amazing if you're a Dragon Ball fan.
Yeah.
It's a must watch if you're a Dragon Ball fan.
If you're like a hardcore, like if I could definitely see a contingent of people who look at this and think too goofy.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that. I personally just thought it was very fun and that's what I wanted from it.
Here's the thing, dude, is
if I went in, this was like fucking Tree of Might and it's so goddamn serious. I don't give a shit.
There was a moment whenever I was watching this movie that this sounds weird, but I could feel, you know, like a certain level of like almost like a sadness, like tears kind of trying to well up inside of me. And I think largely it's because Dragon Ball had such an impact on my life.
Sure.
And especially as a young person. And it's something that's kind of, you know, even with Super and me feeling lukewarm about Super for the most part.
Yeah.
It's something that I have drifted from. And in life, you know, as you get older, you drift from a lot of things that were really important to you. People that are really important to you. Things like that. And I've always talked about, you know, like how I bond with characters and stuff like that. That's how I enjoy things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really like, I think mostly the feeling of reconnecting.
Yeah,
that was powerful to me in this movie.
This was your fucking.
This was not. There was nothing sad in here. And this movie, you know, was goofy as fuck. It was just the feeling of reconnecting with something that was important to me.
This is your fucking. And I'm with you. I agree with you. I totally get it. There was I'm going to make reference to this thing again that I don't think you care about, but I was remember listening to a podcast and they were talking about going to see a certain movie, a certain episode 7, certain movie, and
click.
No, it was fucking Star Wars episode 7.
Oh, okay.
And like actually bursting, like this guy, his girlfriend or wife turning to him being like, "Hunt, are you crying? Like, what's wrong?" And he goes, "It's the Millennium Falcon. It's Han and Chewie." Like, being so happy to see those characters and those things again, reconnection, that makes perfect sense to me, what you're describing.
I had that was a full real experience that I had. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
That's nostalgia. That's the good nostalgia, baby.
Yeah, are tears about to come out of my fucking eyes?
You're over here returning to Pooh Corner on Dragon Ball, baby.
Like I'm watching fucking Violet Evergarden or some
oh,
shit.
Oh, that's so good.
And really, you know, ultimately, I know exactly what it was. It's because I was enjoying myself with an old friend, pretty much.
That's beautiful.
It was exactly
Chris was there and everything.
Yeah, it was exactly what I wanted to watch. Whenever,
what's his fucking name? Sabat? Christopher Sabat?
Yeah. Sabat, yeah. Sean Schimmel was there. You know, yeah, they were there,
really
baby.
Good.
And it was exactly whenever I noticed I had been wanting to see this movie for a long time, but I didn't know it was tucked away on Crunchyroll under Dragon Ball Movies.
Yeah, you gotta look for it. There's Dragon Ball, so and then there's Dragon Ball Movies.
You can type in Dragon Ball Superhero and stuff like that, and you can't fucking find it.
Yeah, there's
you
a
have
whole
to go to the movies and then
separate
go
separate anime for Dragon Ball Movies, and they got them all the way back to World Strongest,
yeah,
baby.
They're there. So if you haven't seen, the only one that wasn't there was Battle of the Gods.
Oh yeah,
Which I thought was kind
of
weird, but Resurrection F, the
Broly
movie, and
I didn't see any of them.
Dude,
all the Broly's.
Yep.
Broly that ever.
Oh yeah, they have all the movies on there.
Fuck Bio Broly.
I was kind of curious of turning on the Lord Slug one and seeing if it still had the Disturbed songs on it.
Wow.
I don't know if you ever saw Lord Slug or not.
I feel like I remember watching a lot of these.
They have Sickness and Stupefy on there from Disturbed.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. At least the VHS's did.
That's
yep,
sick.
Yep, there's some Bok Bok in there. But yes, I really like this is exactly what I wanted to see in almost a sea change. Like it's, you know, like they made a lot of changes to the movie. This is the first time that they focused on other characters.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. The first time the animation had changed. It was just a whole lot of first, whole lot of new characters, which the movies often did really. But it feels like, you know, maybe some of these characters could stick around because they were showing you that, hey, characters in the other movies stuck around.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yep, I loved it, man. I would probably give it a 9.
Yeah, I think it's at least an 8.5.
Yeah, maybe and you can probably add it. You know, in my opinion, you can probably add a 9.5 on there if you're a Dragon Ball fan.
Yeah,
if you truly love this shit, or you even like this shit, and it's something you enjoy watching, or you want to get together with your kids and show them a movie of some shit that you like, this movie is going to be a good experience for you.
It's good stuff.
It's a great fucking movie.
It's a good time.
And I would give it, you know, like, I would give it to those people, I would give it the full 10 if I didn't feel like a lot of other people would feel like me and think that, well, this Goku, the Goku and Vegeta segment, that,
yeah,
it cuts the movie, like, it splits it. It's just weird, and it feels, yeah.
I will say that it does a
it's
very...
It's not bad, but...
Yeah. I will say the only other like thing filler. Is I feel like the movie does a really good job of, like, you know, filling you in on everything you gotta know for this to make sense. But there is so much fucking Dragon Ball that, like, I feel like there's some stuff in there that, like, if I didn't know this little reference or if I didn't understand this or that, then I might not get it. So,
yep.
If there's probably... I don't know if this should be the first Dragon Ball thing you watch, but it is very good.
Yeah. You could. It reminds me of the feeling that early Dragon Ball had.
Yeah.
Kind of the, you know, the goofy, quirky little show that Akira Toriyama came up with.
Yeah, yeah.
Where,
you know,
Z is much more serious than Dragon Ball. Even though Dragon Ball does have stakes, Z is much more serious. It's all about the big fights and the big bad guys.
Yep.
Where, you know,
this was like a really
Dragon Ball,
I feel like this
about
was
the adventure.
Yeah, I feel like this was a decent mix of both.
Yep,
it
really
just
was
real goofy and fun, and also had a big fight.
Yep,
this big movie, fight feel.
It whipped ass, dude. I loved it.
Your main event of the evening.
Yep,
Bork Lesnar.
But
sell Lesnar.
I think that's where I will finish. If you have anything else you want to say about it, you can.
Yeah,
and
I'm good.
Then we're probably gonna bust on out of here, even though, you know, we don't have a ramble, but you will hear us again very soon. Because I timed the shit to, you know, be sure that we had a decent amount of episodes. I mean, I figured we would start some of the end of the year stuff.
Yeah, probably. We'll figure it out.
We don't have to do the best animes. We wait till after the year's over to do those.
Sure.
But we have a couple of other things that can already be decided. So I think that's where we should go next.
Yeah, all right.
The Good Buddies, the annual Good Buddy Awards.
Yeah, we'll get there. Well, so next time we will see y'all. Yeah, not much else to talk about.
Yep. I gotta go. I'm trying to get some food with my wife.
Yeah, baby boy's hungry, so we're gonna bust on out of here. We'll do some, like, what have you been watching and all that shit next time. Mm-hmm. But yes, thank you so much for listening, all of our good buddies out there. If you want to hit us up and tell us what you thought about Dragon Ball Super Superhero, Dragon Ball Super Squared Hero, Dragon Ball Super X Hero.
Yep.
By all means, hit us up. Number of ways to do that, obviously, whenever this one goes up on the YouTube, we're still working on YouTube stuff, you can hit us up on Rapid Kick Media. There's also the easiest way, of course, is on the Discord channel, or if you happen to be listening to the podcast, leave us a comment, 5 stars, review, whatever. We'd love to hear from you guys, and all the links to all of our different social medias we may or may not use will be in the description of wherever you're listening to this thing. Beyond that, let's give a shout out to our musicians. Thank you, Mary with Sea Monsters, aka the Mary Janes, for use of our opening theme, Paper Doll. That song is only available on marywithseamonsters.bandcamp.com, but they still got some tracks available elsewhere like Spotify and YouTube and whatnot. Thank you again, Married with Sea Monsters, aka the Mary Janes. We also want to give a shout out to our good buddy Hoss, Thomas Tastes Better on Instagram, and Dungeon Witch on YouTube. That's all the same guy. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? One more time, that's Hoss. You can find him on Instagram at Thomas Tastes Better. And on YouTube,
and maybe you can find him at your local wrestling show.
Might be there too. He's doing some stuff. The homie's making moves. God bless him. But he gave us the closing theme, which is called "The Buddy's Good." Thank you again, Haas. Thank you. And I think that amount does it. You got one to take us out on?
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, let's fucking hit this shit so you can go and get a fucking taco or something. Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna eat. From all of us here at the Good Buddies Anime Universe, I am your good buddy Brandon.
And I am your good buddy Roger, and your good buddy Roger did get some. I've been working on my Christmas gifts, and okay. I at the very end here, you know, I know Haley listens to our episodes from time to time.
Where is this?
Maybe
going?
She'll hear this.
What is happening?
This is not what I'm taking us out on. I just want to say that I'm very proud of the Christmas gift that I got her.
Oh,
yeah, my good buddy Brandon, his gift hasn't come in yet.
Uh oh.
But I'm real proud of it. I'm
terrified.
I'm excited. Hey, I know what my buddy Haley likes, okay?
Okay.
And it's not a Disney gift.
Okay. I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
Oh, God.
But my takeaway is Big Dick Alone.
I hate that. That was such a beautiful moment, and you ruined it with
Big Dick Alone.
Fucking Dragon Ball porno. How dare you?
It's whack.
His hair?
Whack.
His gear?
Whack.
His jewelry?
Whack.
His foot stance?
Whack.
The way that he talks?
Whack.
The way he doesn't like to smile?
Whack.
Me?
Cell Max?
I'm tired as fuck. Stupid.